right, folks. A lot of us have maybe seen the item in the newspaper about Mill Hill being purchased by the Meadow Conservancy. Well, guess what? Jeannie White is here to talk to us about that. So let's start here. Maybe describe where Mill Hill is geographically. How big is it? Those sort of things?
You bet. Mill Hill is about 144 acres. That's just southeast of Twisp. If you're standing at Blackbirds, if you look east, you're looking at that big hill above the old mill, and it's about 144 acres.
Okay. So the hill itself, not down on the flat, but up the hill.
That's correct.
So this is where people have been hiking, walking, taking their dogs up for years, and I don't even remember. It's always been accessible to my mind. Does that continue?
It's been decades that that landowner has allowed folks to walk on that property. So we really wanted to make sure that continued to happen.
And what maybe threatened that continuing is it was going to come up for sale?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. And so then how do you go about finding the money to purchase something like this and take it out of the market?
Well, every land transaction is a little different. This one had the beauty of a lot of different players contributing. And the first step was a neighbor in that area letting us know they thought it was going on the market. And this was about a year ago. We were able to reach out to the landowner who agreed to keep it off of the market while we tried to come up with a solution, because we knew that folks in the neighborhoods cared. The town of Twisp reached out to us as well. That seller was willing to hold it off the market and give us a chance to to get our ducks in a row to figure out how to buy Mill Hill. And as you know, we have an amazingly generous community. And as we were fundraising for Sunny M, we had two families in particular who, while they support us generously in tons of ways, they may have a particular interest in Twisp. So we sort of, through our big fundraising effort with Sunny M, were able to sort of pivot and say, hey, we have this really cool opportunity in Twisp. You know, would you like to help? And so that's always pretty awesome.
I read in the paper that this particular Mill Hill purchase is planned to, at some point, become available for the town of Twisp to buy and manage.
That's right.
That's correct, too.
Yeah. So in this instance, the Conservancy was really interested in replicating what we did in the town of Winthrop with the Meadowlark project.
Okay, yeah.
That project, we stepped in, purchased a piece of property above the town next to the cemetery, and then we worked with the town of Winthrop, who applied for an RCO recreation grant. They were awarded the grant, and then they purchased it from us.
And does the Conservancy then retain the conservation easement rights, those sort of things?
Yeah, it's a little different. There's then it becomes actually the state of Washington through RCO has their way of limiting the use of the property. So Meadowlark has to be used for a park for the people of Winthrop for forever, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It is protected.
It is protected.
That's what I was getting after.
Yep. It is protected. So this would be the same idea in the town of Twisp. We have some work to do, but they would apply for an RCO grant in the spring of 2024. We would ultimately work to sell the property to them. We think it would score well, and there's no reason why they wouldn't be awarded the funds. So, yeah, we're looking at it through the lens of community values. So
there you go.
We don't just pick any piece of land to protect. It has to reflect community values, whether that's farmland or wildlife habitat, public access. A community value that we for the first time touched upon was returning a piece of land to the Methow people up the East Shewak, the old Wagner Ranch.
Right.
So
that is such a nice piece of land.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that it got to go back to the tribe too. That just seems so right to me.
Well, the Methow people are making use of that property, and it really provides a wonderful focal point in an area of the Methow that was historically very utilized by their people.
So, right.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned along with Mill Hill, the Sunny M property, and they're kind of related, even though physically they're not related. They're related in the mechanisms of the Conservancy.
Sure. They're both instances where a landowner was imminently going to sell the property, and that may undermine public and community values. So we, you know, as with Mill Hill, we knew it was important to step in to Sunny M. Sunny M's infinitely more complex, given that there's wildlife habitat lands, there's the recreational trails system that Methow Trails administers. There's irrigated ag lands that are, you know, have been farmed for many generations. And we're hoping that there is a housing component ultimately close to town.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So that is one where we'll continue to own it, whereas Mill Hill makes more sense for the town to own it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely have to get back together to talk about Sunny M as it develops. That's very interesting.
You bet. Yeah.
So it was so nice to have you in here. But since I do have you in here, let me ask you this. What do you think people should know about the Meadow Conservancy that maybe they don't?
Yeah. Well, I'd make a plug for a couple things. One is, you know, there are 10 of us in our office. And
Just 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything we do is, all of us are part of it. Some of us are more public facing than others. Some of our projects are more, you know, in the public eye than others. Mm-hmm. But we do an amazing amount of creative work that we think really responds to the needs of the community. You know, after the 2014 and 2015 fires, we were part of the long-term recovery.
Yeah.
We became involved through the long-term recovery work. It was clear that housing was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So the Conservancy, through, you know, the work of Jason Paulson and Sarah Brooks, really put a lot of shoulder into helping to found the Housing Trust.
Mm-hmm.
So the Conservancy is forever wedded to the Housing Trust. We have a strong relationship with the Housing Trust. We also, after the 2014-2015 fires, really had to look around and say, okay, do we have a role in food security, for example?
Well,
you know, now have a Farms to Neighbors program where we're raising funds and we buy produce directly from producers in our valley at market rate, and then we donate that food to the Cove.
This is really not your typical land trust
we
have here. is there even anything comparable in the rest of the country?
Well, I think land trusts are growing up and realizing they have to be more innovative.
Yeah.
So some are, and some probably are not.
I'm guessing you're kind of a bit of a shining example star student.
Well, I hope so. But frankly, and I say this all the time because I do land transactions, and they are expensive. We have such a generous community that allows the Conservancy to do this dynamic work, right? I mean, the Farms to Neighbors is backed by people who are donating money for us to buy full price produce, beautiful produce, not second produce.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
I know.
To donate to the
Like
Cove.
I said, just so atypical of what I would think land trust work would be.
Yeah, it makes it way more fun.
I'll bet.
Yes.
Okay, well, I hope that helps everybody kind of understand what's going on and what has gone on and how lucky we are to have the Meadow Conservancy here. Thanks for coming in, Janie.
Thanks, Don.
This has been really cool.
Yeah.